appreciate the opportunity to come up for pain to speak in front of you. So, you know, God's blessed us unmerciful. We know the truth, and we need to teach the truth as much as we can to anybody. Romans 1:16 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So that's what our perspective in life should be, because we're blessed to know the truth, and we have that opportunity and hope to be with God forever. This morning, ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You know, it was something that I had to think on and figure out what was going on. Called Harry, called Daddy, so I got a pretty perspective of it. And the more I studied it, the bigger it got. This was a pretty big issue. You know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So a lot of things we want to talk about and go through. We might help our kids, our families, our friends, and even ourselves in the work of the Lord. That's what it should be about, ain't it? Everybody to make it to heaven. We should be faithful unto death. Revelation 2:10, he says, I'll give you a crown of life. So that's what our goal is. And I'm sure it is up here among this meeting and other meetings that we have. So we want to talk about an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You know, in our lives, first thing we need to think about is we need to watch how we dress, where we go, what we do, how we act, what we allow. You know, this could, our examples that we set with our kids can last, guess what, for generations. For generations. Because our kids are going to follow us. You think about it. When you say little things, you find eventually they'll say these things. They comb their hair the same way. They get the song books. I got a little fella at church. I lead a song. I don't know why. When I sing, I raise up. He raises up. So the little bitty things, what? Means a whole bunch, ain't it? So we need to watch what we're doing, because the church is going to rely on what we do, our examples that we do in our lives, ain't it? That's why we should try to prevent the bad things happening in the future, because our actions speak louder than our words, don't they? Our examples. You know, what we say means one thing, but what we do is another. We need to get that together, that what we say is what we're living. We're living, what, through God's Word. And that should be one of our goals, to be an ounce of prevention on everything we do. And then further on in life, they will see the trail that we left. You know, I always try to say this, make a difference in our lives, ain't it? We as parents have big, big responsibilities when we bring kids into the world. You know, the Bible teaches this, don't it? Ephesians 6:4. It says, you fathers, provoke not your children to anger, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Nurture means character. Admonition means to friendly reproof them. In other words, get on them, get them. You know, Proverbs tells us, you spare the rod, you hate the child. We understand that. But explain, why are you doing these things? And the character means so much, don't it, in a child's life and also in around in our lives. And others may see the glory of what? What are we put here for? We're put here to give God glory, to bring glory to His name, ain't we? So that's what should be our goal, shouldn't it? We tell them and show them through the Holy Bible, ain't it? The way we act in our lives around our children molds their character. We may not see it all of a sudden, but eventually you'll see that in later in life, ain't it? I'm not standing up here because I just decided to start studying the Bible. I'm standing up here because the example that me and Eddie laid on his bed studied these scriptures. And the examples of this has brought me to where I am now of learning the Bible. And that should be our goal. The ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The little things means a whole bunch in your Christianity. This subject right here, you know, when I first heard it, I thought, I won't never figure out nothing to say on this. And the more I started studying, and I mean, it's that big. I can't express how big the ounce of prevention is. It's worth a pound of cure. So let's bring our kids up and act in a decent manner, the way God wants us to follow His will the way we should. And our kids will see as we go on, we'll follow the trait. We also, in our homes, we need to make, to be better examples is, make sure that we're having Bible studies and stuff in our houses. And I'm a little slack on this. We had one, but we stopped it. So this came to mind. First thing I needed to say before I started was, is these lessons are for me. Everything I say is for me. So if I can tell someone about something, that's good, because that's what my goal is, to help others also. But I get up everything for myself. So Bible studies at home is a great example of what? A Christian home. Now, that's a good ounce of prevention, ain't it? Because that's what we want our kids to be. There's no one in this audience, I can say, raise your hand, you want your kids to go to torment. No, no sir, no ma'am, we don't. So it begins with who? It begins with mama and daddy, don't it? So the things that we can do in our home will show them that God is what? First. Before the ball games, before the TV, before the video games, before anything in our lives. You know, I read a lot in the mornings on certain scriptures, and I start in Philippians 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. Do our kids see this? Are we rejoicing that I'm here, that I had to drive 1 hour to get here? Did we show them the enthusiasm that, hey, I'm going up here to speak with the like faith of people as I am? It's an honor and a pleasure to be in amongst the ones that understand the scriptures the way you do. Ain't that a good ounce of prevention? Won't that help them in life to find someone that's the member of the Lord's church, same as I think Ben had in their spouse, in the things that we do? You go to someone with a Christian home and you'll find love and caring, and they'll invite you in and try to give you everything in their house, won't you? Because God's love. And if we love, we are in God, ain't it? That's what it says in John, man. But the little things mean a lot. And it will help us in the long haul of raising our kids, or even in our workplaces. The people will see and glorify God that we are members of the Church of Christ. I heard someone say their website, people think that we're out of the world anyway. So let's show them that we're peculiar people, that we follow as close as we can the Word of God. That's an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. That's just giving God honor to His church, to Himself. And that should be our goals in life, to get our kids up and our friends and our neighbors. You know, in Proverbs 22:6, it tells us, it says, to train up a child in the way he should go, when he's old, he won't depart from it. Now, here's the way I understand the scripture. Someone may disagree. It says, to train up a child the way he should go, when he's old, he won't depart from it. Didn't say he'd do it. Now, that's where we might differ. But he said he won't depart from it. In other words, it'll always be in his mind. I have a nephew who fell out of church, and it's always on his mind. It's always. He's not doing it, but he won't depart from it, really. So that should be the ounce of cure. Make sure that we bring them up, as we said in Ephesians, the nurturing admonition of the Lord, and they won't depart from it. Now, they may not go right into it, and I pray that God gives him another opportunity. But always remember, he won't depart from it. And also, that scripture could mean, does mean, that they will stay in it. They will stay strong in it, too. So there's two ways, ain't there, that you can use that. Anything we can do will help us later in life, and especially our kids later in life, on the decisions that they make. You know, we wonder what's going on with the kids, and we took God out of the schools, and I think it was in the late 60s. Does that ring a bell? There's no morals, there's no things, there's no ounce of prevention, nowhere to go, so they just run wild, don't they? We don't have that go set. I always think of it this way. Get and go. Get an aim. Get something that you're aiming for. What is it? Heaven. To be with God forever. That should be our ounce of prevention. Ain't it? Worth a pound of cure. Especially at Judgment Day when we're there on our knees and God says, come on in. Ain't that what we're after? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That's why we're all here trying to get the church stronger. And that should be our goal in life, is that the church is first. God's first, ain't it? And we will have a wonderful Christian life. And we can rejoice, as the Lord says. And I say again, rejoice. Philippians 4:4. If we don't do this in our lives with our kids, he or she won't have the knowledge they need to what? Seek God. They're hunting it. They don't understand it. That's why maybe there's so many denominations in the world. They just hear something and they believe. And we can't do that, can we? God says he don't weaken ignorance. He says for us to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith, 2 Corinthians 13:5. And Matthew 6:33 says to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto it. So every little thing that we can do, the ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That we all, in this audience, and anybody we come in contact with, especially our families and our friends, to make it to where? Glory. Ain't that what we after? All we can do is worth a pound of cure, ain't it? Maybe we don't see the things happening right off the bat. But you know, back, if it's the Lord's will, it will, because in 1 Corinthians 3:6, Paul said, I have planted, Apollos has waters, but God gives the increase. So God gives the increase, don't it? The ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. What a powerful, powerful thing to be talking about, ain't it? And here's a big shebang. Our kids and the people we come in contact with in our lives take from the things we allow or the things that we disallow. Now that's a big, big statement, ain't it? The things that we allow or the things that we don't allow. Have you ever been somewhere when somebody says, I apologize for saying that in front of you? I hope everybody has. That means that we've done something right, ain't we? The ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. They knew you didn't want to hear it. You've took a stand you didn't want to hear it and told them you didn't want to hear it. And they slipped up and said it. Think about it. Now that's what we're after. Show them that there is another way. And we got to be the examples to do it. A few sweet words may lead some lost one to Christ. And you may not know whose life you're touching, but you're touching someone's life. If you're living the Christian life, I was going to say this at the end, but I'm going to go ahead and say it now, and I'll probably say it again at the end. We're members of the Lord's church, the ones that's been baptized to wash away their sins, Acts 2:38. We're members of the Lord's church everywhere we go. Everything we do, everything we say. Out here, in here, it's easy to live the Christian life, ain't it? We're amongst members. But we're members of the Lord's church when we're out there. The examples we set, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You may want to ask so-and-so to come into the church. I coached Little League ball for 26 years, and we had a little disagreement with one of the children, so Papa told me some words because of his son. I could have told Papa off, but I chose to say, one day I may want him, Brother Danny, to come to the Church of Christ. You see, the ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I had to take it, which I was in the right. They don't see that. So that's the goal. The things that we allow are the things that we don't allow. Our goal in our Christian life should be to please God anyway, that others may see and glorify God. We're not going to do the big things in life, are we? We're not going to go out here and do the big sins and stuff. But you know, to me, the ounce of prevention is the little things. The little things is what's going to get us. That's the things that we overlook. Man. It ain't the big sins, it's the little sins. Here's one that got me years ago. And thanks to the Lord, all the honor and praise goes to Him. I hadn't done it since. Hebrews 10:25. This is an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure all in one. Not missing any church services without being sick. You know, God accepts a reason, not an excuse. We all know that, don't we? The ones that are above the age of accountability knows we got to go. That's what Hebrews 10:25 tells us. But if our kids don't see us going Sunday night, Wednesday, when you can, guess what we're going to start? A family tradition. Daddy didn't go. I'm not going. He only went on Sunday morning. I don't have to go on Sunday night. If we have to ask the question, is it scriptural to go on Sunday night or Wednesday, something's dead up the creek, ain't it? We should be want to be with God. Matthew 18:20 says, where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst. We want to be with Christ. Now, here's the point. back when I used to play a lot of softball. We was in Gaston. The tournament rolled over to Sunday morning at 11. There I am, member of the Church of Christ, with my chest stuck out high. You coming to play in the morning? They called me heavy. Heavy? I said, no sir, no ma'am, I go to church. Have we all been in that? Then a fella that I don't even know, that he knew I was probably going to church, he probably did. He says, Heavy, you don't go at night. How did he know? Now the ounce of prevention didn't work there because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. I wasn't living the example. But from then on, thanks to the Lord, I hadn't missed no more Sunday nights. That's been years ago. You see, people of the world are watching, ain't it? That's why we need to stay on the straight and narrow path that leads to God. Missing church services should not be. And another thing, the ounce of prevention, that the world thinks of as telling little fibs and say it's a little fib. You know, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, it says all liars were how they're part in the lake that was burning from fire and brimstone. I don't see where in the Bible where it said anything about a little fib, do you? It don't talk about fibs. That's the world who's changed that name where it sounds good. Now this ounce of prevention, if I tell little fibs and tell my kids I tell little fibs, show the people I work with that I'll tell little fibs, a little fib is like, tell them I'm not here. And I'm standing here. Now that's a little fib that someone would think. But a little fib turns into what? Big lies. You tell a little fib, you got to tell another fib to cover that fib, then eventually you got fibs everywhere. And the Bible calls it all lies. So we have an ounce of prevention. We don't tell any fibs. And if somebody asks me to tell them that they're not there, you tell them. Then you won't have to go through that prevention anymore, because next time that phone rings, they won't look at me. They'll go over here and see if you will do it. You see, the ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We got to live the Christian life. We got to do the things that we should. And God will bless us. He says that, don't he? That's what we should be after, ain't it? That's what we should be after. And a couple more things. They said I had all the time. Another thing is how we handle our anger is an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. The way it's like I said about the Papa was telling me all, the way I handle that was an example to my kids. To teach them the way of doing it. You know, in Romans 12:2, it says to transform your minds by the renewing of your minds. I don't think that's the way it has to go. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. So the renewing of our minds is what? The way we handle the situations. I think one of the speakers was talking about hitting himself on the leg. If you transform your minds, you can get out of these things. Because God's will, if you live in it, and you pray in it, and you asking for it, like it says in James, that me and Brother Prince likes, he'll give you wisdom. So we got to pray to God that we can transform our minds and we can overcome this anger. If we don't, it'll run into our kids and be following the same trail we are. We'll blow up over everything. And the Bible talks about it, don't it? You know, the apple don't fall far from the tree. You ever heard that before? We got to see God's way of handling the problems of anger. That's why we need to study more. James 1:19 says, be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. I'm not going to say we all, because I don't know you. But I need to study this more and do this right here to be exampled. That's why he says, I think it's in Philippians 4 and 5 says, let your moderation be known unto all men. That's self-control. That's in the Christian graces, ain't it? So we got to learn to be under moderation. If we don't, our kids are going to grow up trying to whoop everybody they come across, ain't they? And we shouldn't do that, should we? We got to control that anger. The only person that should have been angry in this world was Jesus Christ when he was hung on the cross like this, and he didn't have nobody there, and all he done was raise the dead, heal the sick, and teach them of the kingdom of God. And they hung him on the cross. That's the only one that should have been mad, and he showed us humbleness, didn't he? And that's the way with the pattern we should. Christian is Christ-like. And this is hard to work on. You know, always remember this. We can stand up here and talk till we're blue in the face. But remember this, this will help us all in our Christian life, I think. Once we obey the gospel, you ain't going to do everything right. So remember that. You got to grow in the knowledge of the truth. That's why you're going to make mistakes. You know, once you obey the gospel, Ben, you're not going to quit being angry if you're angry. You got to work on these things. You got to pray on these things. You got to meditate on the Word of God daily. Study to make yourself approved unto God. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needs not to be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. That's what we got to do, man. That's how we rightly divide and let our moderation be known unto man, because we know if we leave here, how many of us has got the confidence and the boldness to say, I want to leave this place. I want to be with God forever. Man. So the things of this life will not make me mad because I know there's a better place. Man. There's a narrow path that we stay on, and this narrow path does not do with anger, does it? Matthew 7:13-14. It's a narrow way. The ounce of prevention can only be taught by the Word of God. Nothing that I'm saying or doing here that we can't back up with the Holy Scriptures. That's the way we prevent, is through the Word. How many of us study this Word and we can rightly divide this Word in truth? How much time do we put in this? This is where it comes from. This is the ounce of prevention. It's worth a pound of cure. That's what I come to the conclusion. All that I can say and do, it comes from there. It comes from God. You know why? 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. That's where it comes from. For profit, for reproof, for correction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, where does the ounce of prevention come from? Me? No. It comes from this holy Word. This is where he tells you about your wife, tells you about your kids, how to work your job, you name it, it's in there. How to take the Lord's Supper, how to worship. You can't find a problem with that ounce of prevention. You can't figure out the pound of cure without that. No way. That's the conclusion of ounce of prevention. It comes from the Word of God. Because God is perfect, His law is perfect. James says that, I think it's James 1:25, it's a perfect law of liberty. He says to receive with meekness the engrafted Word which is able to save our souls. And that's what we should be. We should be working on our kids, bringing up, nursing avenues to the Lord. We should be working on the people we work with, especially our families and our friends, to prevent what? What is the ounce of prevention? To prevent anyone in this room and anybody we come in contact with to spend eternity in that far that's awaiting so many. You read Matthew 7:13-14, it says, broad is the way. Few there be that find life. We've got to get busy. If we don't get busy, go to praying, our knees ought to have calluses on it, praying for this ounce of prevention that would, and later in life, and we stand there before God. I think it's 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we all must appear for the judgment seat of God. And then the 11th verse says, I'm telling you this to persuade men of the terror that's coming. Scurrying. We better be doing the little things. And the big things to take care of themselves. Because if you're focusing on the little things, you're not doing the big things. It's just like the pennies, you save your pennies, your dollars will take care of themselves, ain't they? Let's turn to Ephesians. I'm going to have to read this. Ephesians 6. Everything's falling out. Ephesians 6. I'm using a little faster, but I got so many little markers I can't keep them in here. Ephesians 6:13-17. Listen to this. It says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, whereas you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You know why I read all that? You ever heard of the song Christian Soldier? There's you Christian soldier right there. Going to battle, fighting against the fiery darts of the devil. There's you Christian soldier. There's your ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. If you do these things and you go to 2 Peter, I think it's 1, 5 through 10, you add to your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you, you won't fall. Here's how you make it. This is the ounce of prevention. It's worth a pound of cure. When you stand it, when you're on your knees and God says, come on in, enter into the joys of the Lord. There's your Christian soldier. That's the way we prevent these things, ain't it? It's powerful, ain't it? Powerful scriptures right there. Shod. Especially with the Word of God, ain't it? Especially with the Word of God. You know, everything we can do in our lives to tell people about God and to prevent someone from going to torment, especially our family, our kids, especially. Don't just let someone fall out of church and say, I've talked to them till I'm blue in the face. I ain't doing it anymore. How many of us has done that? I changed my tune on that. I'm going to talk to him blue in the face till he comes back. It's a difference, ain't it? Because our kids and our families are worth it. Like we started all, Romans 1 and 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Let's get in the Bible and study. And show examples. And use the little things. Just a few words. Just kindness. May save one soul from going to torment, ain't it? It's wonderful that God has given us this opportunity that we can all come up here and proclaim the word here at Fort Payne, Alabama, ain't it? It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, ain't it? God has blessed us so much. Remember the title. All through the rest of your life. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The things that we do today may last for generations with our kids, our friends, how they perceive the church. And remember, we're members of the Lord's church when we're outside of the church. We're members of the Lord's church on the ball fields or wherever we go. We're all members of the church, ain't we? I say this, I try to say this everywhere I have a talk or a lesson. And I want to say it today. God without man is still God. Man without God is nothing. That's a big statement. So we're nothing without God. God is everything. God is merciful. God is great. God is wonderful. But God tells us something to do, guess what? He means it. So, we got to be faithful unto death. And he said, he'll give us the crown of life, man. So let's say, let's do, let's love the way God intends for us to live. Then that'll be the ounce of prevention. It's worth a pound of cure through the Holy Scriptures of the Almighty God. I got one more scripture to read and I'll let someone else talk. It's kind of like washing your hands. Of all the germs, and it's a small feat, but it prevents a lot, don't it? How many times we wash our hands? So it's like washing our hands. Make sure that we're clean, received with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save yourself. So, as it says in Romans, it says to transform your minds by the renewing of your mind. That means put this in and what we know, take out. And then the ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure because we're doing it the way God intends for us to do it. And our kids, our marriage, and everything. You'll have a wonderful life. Try it. Study as much as you can for 6 months and call me and tell me if it didn't change your life and you'll continue to study. I don't mean just do it for 6 months. I'm saying get on it for 6 months and you'll continue getting on it. And you'll learn more. I've read over and over and over, and you learn more and more and more. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The last scripture, and I'll let someone else speak. Hope it didn't go too long. Let him that know, James 5:20. Let him that know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. Enough said, ain't it? I appreciate again the opportunity. I've enjoyed it, and I hope someone got something out of what I said. Like I always say, I get the lessons up for myself, and I appreciate your attention, and I hope and pray that I've said some things that it would go on to the long haul of our lives. You know, I learned stuff from Brother Harry, like I said, from Daddy, and Brother Bill Prince here. You learn things. What you know, don't keep it inside. It's like the young man got up here a while ago. He was nervous. But he still said the things that he wanted to say. Don't hold it back. If you hold back what you need to say, that you just... You may let someone go to the wrong place. Tell them your feelings. Tell them what you've learned. Spread it. Spread the gospel. That's an ounce of cure worth a pound of prevention. Don't hold back. Don't be ashamed. Tell him that may save one soul, as we read in James 5:20. Thank you again.